Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Just want to welcome you here today, all of our Christian Television Network audience and all of our radio audience around the world. Give a big shout out this morning to our listeners on the Gulf Coast. We have some prophetic words we're going to be loosing today and sharing today, and it's going to give some insight. And one of those several dimensions of this word has to do with World War III, potentially. So we want to pay attention to what's going on. But join us for the one who gave us the word, Pat Hamilton.
What did I say? No, right.
Yeah. And we're going to step out while he finishes the word.
No doubt.
He may step out too.
Yeah, I think so too. What happened? He just fell out. He just fell out. Yeah. Man. His hair didn't mess up when he went down. That was good.
It's held up by Moose.
That was good. Amazing. There's not much left to hold up after what she did to him. I think it's good. Hey, it's good.
Yeah, it's going.
It's good.
Nothing like humility.
Here we're talking about World War III, and you're laughing. What is up with that? What's up with that?
Hey, man, you got to laugh instead of crying, right?
I know, that's right. Also, join us is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hola, Juan Paul.
Sí, hola, hola.
¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien. That's it. He runs out.
That's it. Yeah, I learned this in the American school system. That's about it. That's about it.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, hey, I like our teachers.
That's Pat. Right.
I do too.
He's the top. If you notice, he's the thunder. He's the thunder and the lightning. We're the apologetic tour. We're so sorry.
It's just one big giant kaboom. You know?
Yeah, right. Listen, we're going to be talking today in today's programs, and you need to stay tuned to all of them. If you're watching us on Christian Television Network, realize you can join us even after the broadcast because we're going to stay on. You go to VFNTV.com. And listen, you can download our app. We have all those different ways to be able to listen to us. But you want to hear this. This is what's so good about prophecy. If you hear it while it's still prophecy before it's history, is the fact that you can prepare and you can pray. And things could be prevented. God lets us know so things could be prevented. And but we're going to be talking about a word that was given about World War III starting in the Holy Land. And it was sometime back, which gives more validity to some other parts of the words that we're going to give today about potential war being manifested right now in the Holy Land. And as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's having to go to the president of Russia to build a coalition of support, dear God, forgive America. Forgive us for putting Israel in this place. Israel, we're sorry. You know, like we told Avi when we were talking to Avi Mizraki, who's in Tel Aviv, that we're just so sorry. And this is what Avi said. Just to let you know, this is what the people of Israel, this is what Avi says the folks are saying there. They understand that the people of America is for Israel. But they also understand that the leadership of America is not. And, you know, Avi's not a politician there. He's a believer. And it's been there for quite some time. And but still, our leadership is doing things against God. And it's like, it's amazing how many times Lucifer professes Christianity. Think about it. Isn't that amazing? This is like, you think it would just be like, must be like a deceiver. Satan must be a deceiver, you think?
I think so.
So we're going to be talking about World War III today, about a potential war beginning in the Holy Land that was prophesied about. Some things that are being said right now about policies that are being enacted as we speak with the Geneva talks that are taking place, that it could be like the Munich talks where World War II began is what they're saying as we speak. And it's just, you know, some things are just common sense. If you had two farmers going, boy, you keep doing that, we're going to be in a fight. No, we're not. Yes, we are. You know, some things are just kind of like common sense, you know. What's he saying? I'm going to knock your head off. It's just some point in time. It's almost like that's what's happening. But also, we're going to be talking about some prophetic words about the Gulf Coast and about our borders, things that are happening on our borders, and a prophetic vision, a dream that just came this Sunday that confirms some of this. We're going to be sharing bits and pieces of it, which kind of line up with the other word that we're sharing about blue explosions, which, as he describes it, it's the only thing he ever has ever seen is power, you know, and power plants, and what God was showing us about power plant explosions and things like that. And so we'll be talking about that. And listen, you know, God knows what's about to happen. I mean, if 97% of the church in America is robbing from God, 82% think worship is about them, 81% of the church, people who call themselves Christians, are not even picking up the Bible, and only 3% are reading it to actually follow him, why do you think this wouldn't happen?
Hello.
As we're provoking, all stirring up darkness around the apple of God's eye. And we're doing that. You know, America's leadership's doing that. As our Secretary of State is saying, don't listen to anything an Israeli says to your congressman, your representative that you need to call up and say, don't listen to anything that Secretary John Kerry tells you.
Exactly.
Listen to Israel. Listen to the intelligence of Israel. And the administration is reported also of saying that don't even listen to our allies in regards to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, get a clue. This is Lucifer 101. This is Zelensky 101. If you have not heard it, you got to understand this whole thing has been stirred up. The whole world's been nudged. Israel and the church, Christians and Jews, are being polarized and targeted so that they can push things the way they want them to go. And realize the last time that Jews were pushed, they were pushed into ghettos, out of their homes, into ghettos, into cattle trains, into camps, into showers that poured out gas instead of water, and then into ovens and mass graves. And many people didn't even know this was going on at the world. As a matter of fact, if you look at the New York Times during this time and read some of the papers there, they're actually praising Hitler for the concept of government. Because, you know, nobody's saying, hey, by the way, we're killing some of our folks back here because the Red Cross was sent in because they heard reports of it. And they actually fixed everything up in the ghetto.
Sure.
And they had them playing instruments and an orchestra. They had them playing tennis or badminton or whatever it was. And they say, man, this is just like an oasis. And they didn't even finish their inspection and they left. Only for them to be taken from there to the cattle carts. And you think, you know, why would men do this? Well, they don't even know. They really don't know. Like Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. But let me tell you who does know. Lucifer knows. This is a battle between light and dark. And if we're not serving the light, if we're not walking in the light, we're walking under the bondage and the captivity of darkness to do Lucifer's will. That's it. You know, Paul tells Timothy, held captive to do Satan's will. And so a lot of times the enemy will just sell you a concept and say, well, this is just an adjutant. You just got to do it right with this thing, and this thing will be resolved, and the world would be better. But he's deceiving you.
Mm-hmm.
What he's really trying to do is kill Christians and Jews and human beings.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do. And I'm not even going to talk about the Medal of Freedom being given to Gloria Steinem yesterday in the White House, the one who pushed the destruction of family and femininity and children. Yeah, hung a medal around her neck and applauded her. And it's just, we can't even go there right now. There's so much to cover on that. But I want you to know this, and these guys can testify to this. What you're seeing now, I already had it sitting in my office for quite some time. I was just waiting for the time to release. I'm not going to get this stuff and all of a sudden just, you know, look what's happening. Let me go. I had it sitting there.
Yeah.
I can tell. And there's two futures. There's one future if we don't repent, and there's one future if we do repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of them are going to be tough, but one of them is going to bring us out on the better side, and it is not good. But it looks like when you see what's taking place, you're looking at a Jezebelic Ahab spirit rising to power in the earth, which is seduced authority, you know, and it's not about a female or a male or gender or anything. It's about a spirit rising up, and it's a very religious spirit, but it's not of God. It's of Lucifer. And it has the whole bucket of concepts of what you would think, prophets and everything. And nobody loves religion like Jay-Z, right? Oh, Jezebel.
Right.
I'm not talking about the singer. And I had to make that clear one time because I remember I know Jay-Z, one of his songs, you know.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Oh, well, no, I'm talking
not,
about.
Not talking about
I'm
it.
Abbreviating. I'm just, you know, it's not. No, it's not. And so we're also going to be talking about during today's programs is about there's a great time of supernatural healing and supply and greatness, a great move of God coming to the church. At the same time, all those who are seduced by stuff and things and the prosperity message, is going to be a great falling away. These guys are, a lot of these guys are going to fall away. So simultaneously, we're going to be talking about a word, how that if you get focused on the ones who are losing their diamonds, basically, or their... I'm trying to filter.
Can't say that.
You're leaving things that they said that you have to have. I mean, if you, God loves you, then he's going to give you all this stuff. Mm. And they're going to assume, they're out front, they're going to think, well, you know, I was serving this stuff. I wasn't serving God.
Right.
And this is how you know. John Bevere writes about in The Fear of the Lord. He says, how you know is when you stop serving God when the provision stops.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep serving him when provision stops, then you were serving God, not provision. And these guys are serving prosperity, is what he's talking about. In the context of that, so if you keep your eyes and follow Jesus, begin to abide with him now, understand you'll be part of the greatest harvest probably the world's ever seen.
Mm.
And it won't be any like super power individuals. It'll be everybody moving in God's power, and as we're already seeing that take place. And well, it's going to be a day of prophecy, and we'll be sharing also about one testimony about a gang member getting saved and going to Denmark, and what took place when some Muslim gangsters were—I didn't know that—to go together were threatening him, right. And how he handled it, and he handled it. It was pretty powerful. And one of the prophetic words is that God's going to begin to save minorities in such a way that they're going to be the ones that rise up in power. And begin, which is lines up with Rick Joyner's word, the third great awakening we brought in through an African American, but all minorities, where he's going to anoint them in a special way to be able, and they're going to offend a lot of folks because they just love Jesus.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're Jesus people, and which I think is real beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got to hear, when you hear this thing, it's going to be really funny, and hopefully we get a chance to be able to talk about. Duck Dynasty, because they did a...
Yes, I Am Second. It was just released today, fresh. You'll hear it, maybe, if the Lord allows us to get to it. Beautiful, beautiful story. Just God's using his family in an awesome way, and you'll be able to hear the story.
Awesome.
We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
We have a law society for undergrad students who are in the legal studies program. Jay, I need to know something regarding a Christian law society, and what will we need to do to go about it, or is there like a national charter?
Well, actually, there is. The Christian Legal Society has student campuses on almost every campus in the country, and I would encourage you to look at that as a possible option, and they've got some great programs and great resources, and I would encourage you to do that. So just go to the CLS.org, but it's the Christian Legal Society, and they've got great information. It's important to have Christian fellowship groups, and they're allowed to meet just like they can on a college campus, on any other club meeting, or a high school campus. They're allowed to meet, discuss legal issues, and whatever it might be, and the Christian Legal Society would be a good place for you to look at.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service,
mm-hmm.
and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFN TV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. World War III. Did you know that President Woodrow Wilson ran on, we will never go to war? And he's the one that promoted the whole concept of war and realized that there had to be a war because people quit buying our had to get involved in the war, I meant. He promoted us getting involved in the war that started in World War I because we weren't involved in it. Because he realized that people quit buying our products and he could not have big government if, in fact, they were at war because they're spending all their money on war. So he ran for not going to war. Did you know that FDR ran for not going to war?
Mm-mm. Wow. That's
why. What is the guy that had that movie about President Kennedy? What was this, the movie? Grassy Knoll.
Way back when.
Oliver Stone?
Oliver Stone, yeah.
Yeah, he said this other day. He said the other day, he said, governments lie.
Imagine that.
I know. But you just don't want to believe it.
No.
Right.
But how many times do you have to, like, really? So the thing is, it's just, you know, abide on everything that you hear. Mm-hmm. But here we are right now where we are seeing the world pushed. And you understand there was a Ferdinand moment.
Archduke
Ferdinand moment. Just one Ferdinand moment where a particular person got killed. And then that just progressed like dominoes and eventually led us into war. And there's been so many of them right now. It has been amazing. And it's like God is holding and keeping us back. But I want you to hear first, because we're going to talk to you about three things about World War III. And this is a prophecy that was given by Jim Baker with about a war beginning in the Holy Land, how God had shown him this war beginning in the Holy Land. And this word was given in 1999. And then we're going to talk to you about today, what is taking place today. Listen up.
Now, here's the rest of the things that have not come pass of the 31 things. I know these sound so far out that some of them scare me to say them, but I'll just lay them out and we'll see what happens. There's a possibility, and all of these things can be stopped. Most of them can be if the church will intercede. But there's a great possibility that the Third World War could begin, which will affect and begin in the Holy Land. The possibility of an atomic bomb literally being exploded. God spoke to me the other night. I believe it was God. I saw things that scared me. I saw a bomb being assembled in New York City. There's a possibility this bomb is already being assembled in New York. I believe there's going to be a major explosion in New York. And that is something that has just been spoken to me in the last few days. There will be a great earthquake in Japan, which will bring total financial collapse to the Japanese economy. There will be worldwide economic disasters take place, bank failures, stock market collapse, deterioration of most trusted stocks, even as Coca-Cola, and this already happened. Coca-Cola dropped within weeks after this was spoken to me. I believe there's going to be many signs in the heavens, in the sun. Great confusion is going to take place in Europe. Literally, there's going to be a call for world leader. And this was the part.
You understand, that is just, you understand, this was 1999. What happened after that? They actually arrested a man in a Ford Blazer or something in Manhattan that he had a bomb that he had built. And that part came to pass. Mm-hmm. But obviously, God had mercy, and prayers was answered, and that bomb was stopped, whether that was the one that was going to be happening or not. But he was building that bomb as, you know, Jim was talking about.
I don't know if you know this, but Nancy's person we know, her brother was right at that very exact place where that man was arrested in New York City for that bomb. He could have lost his life that day.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody thinks huge in Manhattan, but really it's just compact. Mm. It's just very compact. And so he's talking here prophetically that God has shown him, and understand 18 things he's already shared. We'll make those available for you, I guess, on the VFN Torch that already come to pass. But this is based on his understanding at the time, but I think even a deeper understanding. But he's talking about World War III potentially taking place with an atomic bomb, atomic explosion inside of the Holy Land. Mm. And today there is a country, as we've been talking about, named Iran, who has an apocalyptic government, reportedly by those that study it, whose driving force is to send atomic bombs into Israel. And we're egging everybody on. Mm-hmm. Our leadership is there telling, reportedly, and these are all hopefully related into this article. You can go to the VFN Torch, because when we say stuff, we're saying it based off what's being reported, not what we're saying. In regards to what you just heard, that's a prophecy. And today is about prophecy, but it's being fulfilled. It's happening. But right now, the entire Arably, with 500 million Muslims that surround Israel, has been turned over to the president of Russia, Gog and Magog, if you would, or Rush, Putin, and now Jacob, which is Israel, which is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He now, because America's not his friend anymore, our leader's not his friend anymore, and we are, but our leadership's not. He had to go to the president of Gog and Magog. Mm. He had to go to the president of Rush, and we're going to have that for you. And this is serious stuff. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, brace yourself. And if you haven't heard brace yourself, you need to brace yourself. You know, you need to hear prudent preparation. You need to prepare. There's no holds barred. There's going to be a journey for us to go through, no matter what our choice is at this point, because we've let ourselves go so far that it's going to take some time to come back out of this. And in that talking about an atomic bomb, World War III starting in the Holy Land, and very specifically, I remember sitting down with Amber before she went to the International House of Prayer with Mike Bickle up there for a 6-month intern. I pulled a napkin out, and on the back of the napkin, I wrote out a prophecy to her, and I showed her. I said, I drew out Iran, I drew out Israel, and I was showing what was going to happen, what was going on, and that very thing is happening right now. This is the amazing thing. Not that the evil people are evil, it's the fact that our leadership has partnered with evil. At the same time, understand why we're doing this. At the very same time that this is happening, and we're telling, this is what our president's administration is telling your representative, your congressman. Do not listen to anything that reportedly, do not listen to anything that Israeli says. Do not pay attention to the allies of Israel. Mm. You know, basically just cut them off, which is Zelensky. That's the Zelensky tactics, which are really Lucifer tactics. But by the way, you're messing with fire here. This is not a stop sign in your community or trying to get some political whatever. This is God you're messing with. You're organizing against God. Saul, Saul, why are you organizing against me? Mm-hmm. And that is a segment that's going to be related as well. All this stuff is just kind of converging right now. At the same time this is going on, our leader, while he's hanging potential World War III around Israel's neck, he's hanging a medal of freedom around Gloria Steinem's neck in the White House, which is the big, huge promoter of sacrifices to Moloch. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why we have 55 million abortions. Ms. Magazine, she's the one that published that lady who tragically died in her hotel room trying to give herself an abortion, and used that and cranked and pushed it all the way up till they got Roe versus Wade, and then boom. All of a sudden, here we are now. At the same time, it's like everything evil that we've done is just surfacing, and it's just pressing on, of all the things, it's pressing on Israel. And ever how goes Israel, church, so goes the church. Mm. Ever what happens to the Jews happens to the Christians.
That's right.
But and that shouldn't be the reason why you stand there, but understand, World War III, nobody said we're going to be in World War I. Woodrow Wilson ran on the fact that we were not going to get involved. But then he sent around people to educate folks who later, Hitler used this man himself, Goebbels, to come up with a whole promotion of educating America why we need to get involved. And then we got involved, World War One. And then that's where the United Nations came out, or at least the League of Nations that he wrote out. The Federal Reserve came from Woodrow Wilson, all these wonderful, everybody praises Woodrow. But that's where the Federal Reserve came from, which, by the way, yesterday, if you would have heard it, that one of the Federal Reserve members are repenting and they're saying, please forgive me, I'm sorry that we did this to you, America, and there's no turning back. And we have so much time. Oh, my goodness, time is going out. We got to listen. If you're watching us right now on Christian Television Network, you need to go to VFNTV.com. You need to download our app. You need to listen to us. You need to hear this. This is major because right now it looks like the seeds for potentially World War III are being sown. And if we pray, if we cry out to God, if we humble ourselves, understand God can stop this. And we're going to have available to you real soon, facing impossible odds with God brings potential victory from your enemies in the VFNTV store. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. If you're in the mood for some good Southern cooking, visit Just Fish and Grits in Pensacola. Oh my goodness, a wonderful meal to go. Also, Cordova Lanes. The weather's changing. You want to do something indoors? Bring the family in. Sign the kids up for the league. It's time to bowl. Also in Pensacola, Glenn Parker, Alan Turner Hyundai. Buying a car is an important decision. You want to buy from someone you trust. You get a car, you can get a Bible in your glove compartment. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, you sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com. Partner today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul or until they take us down. Thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we are excited about it. There are so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. I mean, God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, we have. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes in error and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want, say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. The Lord of my life, and I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Go
amen.
To meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
Welcome to the day. daily VFN radio program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
You're listening to and watching VFN radio on VFN TV. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience out there. We have been talking about in a previous program, and we're going to continue this conversation about the prophetic words that were given over World War III beginning in the Holy Lands. You can hear it. We just talked about that as Jim Baker was prophesying there. And in 1999, now we're talking about it actually taking place as we speak. As a matter of fact, Charisma Magazine.
Yes.
Talk to us what the article is today on Charisma Magazine.
The article today is actually written, and it's entitled Obama's Iran Moves Could Start World War III.
So President Obama is making these moves that we've been talking about, these moves on VFN radio. Mm-hmm. And so Steve String, I guess?
Actually Noah Beck wrote this article, and he talks about the 8 catastrophic consequences if these sanctions are lifted off of Iran and they get a nuclear.
8 catastrophic.
Yes.
I don't know if you make sure the related article to this, too, is the catastrophic banner that I had to carry,
wow.
You
That's
know,
right.
because
how about that?
I know. I want the family banner. I don't want the catastrophic banner. And it's like over and over again.
The word of 2013.
Yeah.
Convergence and catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
Just all coming together. My
so
goodness.
8 catastrophic events.
Catastrophic consequences and results of lifting. And the first one he talks about is the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons will be effectively finished. And it's the treaty that says, hey, you know, we're not going to keep making these nuclear weapons. We're not going to do this. So it's over.
So the arms race begins.
The world's most volatile region will become even more explosive as other regional players scramble to establish their own nuclear arsenals to counter Iran's.
You think about this, too, in the context of it, that, you know, who originally when we operate as one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
And we acknowledge God as the founder of our, you know, raising our nation up. And we acknowledge him in every aspect and the Judeo-Christian laws and all that. That gave us a reason to be the one to have nuclear power because we were going to use it as that last resort. But also we're going to help, that power is going to help us keep other people that were evil from getting power.
That's right.
But now it looks like, you know, there is no difference now.
We're doing
what they're doing.
Well, he continues to say that, and rogue nations will realize that by following Iran's deceptive playbook, they too can develop, you know, these nuclear capabilities.
Mm-hmm. And think about it. We've been so humbled, you know, and I believe the Lord's humbling us, and he's using Jehoiakim to do it, his set man. But the actions that have been taken by this current administration and all those that selected him was to not redistribute wealth in America, but to redistribute America over the face of the earth.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're being redistributed. I mean, our power, our influence, our reputation, our economy. If you would have heard yesterday about China and what they're talking about doing now with, they're talking about going into democracy. They're experimenting now with capitalism.
Wow.
As we're going into communism, you know, going into more the opposite. We're going to be putting together iPhones soon, which is cool because we're talking about the school core,
Common Core,
and I mean, I don't have anything wrong with, you know, helping folks out and doing a great and having a job, understanding that we're watching a nation be humbled in front of us, which ends with what I saw was America in chains.
Well, people often wonder what did it look like prior to the end.
Yeah.
You're watching it. This is it.
You're seeing
it right now. This is what it looks like.
And this is the problem with this. The problem is we like to live in fantasy, and very few people live in reality. And they complain to you all the time about their reality. And they even may complain about your reality to them because they're wanting you to be their fantasy. And the reality is this is it. This is our life. Let's just live it. And so what happens with those mindsets, those fiction mindsets are, that it takes a good 2 or 3 years for you to realize that this was going down. This is surreal. This is not happening. Yes, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. Even the futures market for food, because of the way they buy it, it keeps your prices steady in the grocery store for coffee for 2 years. But it's going to take you 2 years. before you can actually know that your coffee prices were hit, and now you got like $50 a quart of coffee or something.
A coffee bean.
Yeah, and so this delay, and it's like this future fantasy thing is that we can be in captivity before you know it. And what God showed me, speaking of what you're talking about, he showed me America in chains, literally a leather collar around enslaved, which we talked about under Nebuchadnezzar, with a leather collar around her neck, with chains off both sides, and she'd break loose, and then they put her in chains again, and she'd break loose, and they put her in chains again, and all of a sudden, the people are running to go to the authorities and to say what happened, and they realize the authorities were not going to be for the right side, and it's like the future. If we do not humble ourselves, this is not good. Mm-hmm. You first have Josiah, and you hadn't listened to it yet. It'd be pretty good to listen to it. You're not going to have, you know, the listening devices where we're going if you don't turn. Then you have Jehoiakim, God's set man. Then you have Zedekiah, God is just. And the justice movement is moving across the face of the earth. And justice for us right now, for what we're doing to Israel, is not good. But if we cry out for mercy and acknowledge and repent and stand with Israel and stand for God, then God forgives and he restores. And he gives us a battle plan for being able to come out of this thing. But yeah, it's catastrophic. Go ahead.
I mean, wow. That's amazing. The second thing he says is that the force of UN Security Council resolutions will be further diluted as Iran will continue flouting, which is basically dismissing the six of them without getting any kind of impunity or punishment. It's like, hey, it means nothing, which they're already making themselves non-existent anyway, the UN, but it's all on paper. It's all a facade.
And we're going to pack this with related posts so you can see that we've been talking about this. But one, as we talked about, the United Nations has a voting block. And the voting block is an Islamic voting block. It's a Muslim voting block. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's always been against Israel because it has the majority already established. So they're never going to be for Israel in the context of that. And so when you're talking about ignoring the United Nations and all that, they have a voting block. Nobody's going to mess with them.
But just recently, the UN, they did some sanctions against Israel just, I believe it was this week. And
in that segment, it'll say, like, this, you know, they filed like 100,000 complaints against Israel, you know, and then one complaint against Arafat or something. And it was like, oh, my goodness.
And the interpreter was heard off mic going like, what is that, basically? What in the world? Does anyone see this? And it was, you know. She's recognized what was happening. The interpreter, like, this is crazy.
It's sort of like, you know, you have toddlers, and toddlers are fighting, going, and the arguments look like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're lying. They've been in that cookie jar. They got crumbs all over their face. They just hit the other kid over the head with their toy because they wanted the toy.
Right.
And you walk in, you're looking at it, going, well, you know, you can handle that. Mm-hmm. But this is the difficult thing about it. Now imagine those toddlers possessing atomic weapons.
Exactly.
Having muscular strength and intellectual know-how to be able to harm the other one, to have so much hate inside of them, and it's like toddlers with nukes that will kill you because they don't have any frontal lobe developed yet as a toddler. And somebody's going to get hurt. Well, this is a frontal lobe that's held captive by Lucifer, by darkness. And they don't feel anything for the Jews. They don't feel anything for Christians. Yeah. They don't feel anything for the infidel, which is everybody but them. In the context of this, there is no feeling there.
That's
They've been
a great
programmed.
Analogy.
What's true, and the fact, and it's because you look at it and you go, "Well, this is crazy." But you have to understand, it's crazy with nukes.
Yeah.
So you can't. They'll kill you. They'll cut your head off. They'll rape your daughter. They will imprison you. They'll beat you. They will force your wife to be their wife. They'll force you under tax. I mean, but it's like a toddler with power. And because they don't realize when a kid hits you, they don't feel anything. They just kind of, a little toddler hits another one with a toy hammer, and they don't realize you just hurt that kid because they don't have that mental capability to understand. The frontal lobe is not there fully developed yet in life. But these guys have been trained up in these mosques in radical Islam, the ones we're talking about, that hate and these are the problems, and they stole our land from us, and just is all this venom, and now you have weapons, catastrophic weapons, and these are grown folks acting like toddlers with serious ramifications to the human being, the human race, including the Jews and the Christians.
Wow. what we're talking about are the consequences, the catastrophic consequences if these sanctions are lifted off of Iran and they do develop these weapons that are going to be aimed at Iran. The third, at Israel. The third thing.
And this is out of Charisma Magazine.
Charisma Magazine, mm-hmm. Noah Back. And the third thing he mentions is Iran-backed terrorist organizations, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Hezbollah, will grow emboldened by the nuclear umbrella of their patron. And so once Iran gets these nuclear weapons, it is on. You know, right. These guys are going to feel like justified.
But is that not like children that don't? It's like, are you lording over your brothers right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's that same, if you can look at that same behavior, I mean, you can figure this out easily.
That paradigm, yeah.
And that's exactly what happens because some juvenile mindset is they're actually going to lord over their brothers. They're going to because of whatever. But now this is like the same mindset with weapons and
destructive.
I mean, and believing that if they destroy everything, you know how teenagers are, like, the world's over as I know it. No, it's just a pimple. We'll get beyond this. They really believe because of their inability to understand life because, you know, they made a bad grade on their one test that the life is over as they know it.
Yeah.
And these guys believe that chaos,
if it's their
Iran, it's apocalyptic. Yeah. It's their narrative that if they need to stir up chaos for their Messiah, the 12th Iman, to be able to return. He's going to come out of the hole in the ground that they're walking around in Mecca. And he's going to put a mark on everybody. And that's going to show them that they're different. And this is it. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Hopefully this is all related.
Yeah.
So you can see all this.
The fourth thing he talks about is that terrorism will go could go nuclear. I say it will. Terrorism could go nuclear should Iran share some of its nuclear materials with terrorist groups it supports.
Like they're doing now. They actually have an office that promotes a ministry to promote radical Islam.
Yeah, shared here on VFN Radio.
So hopefully it's really opposed. They actually have a minister of this. So you're just going to have another thing on their bookshelf. Like here's a... And when people think nuclear weapons, they think about a missile.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it's the missile's delivering a payload, something that's in the top of the missile, called a nuclear bomb, which means that can be in a suitcase. It could be in some sort of methodology other than to have it. It don't have to be a missile. Mm. I mean, knowing how this false doctrine is promoted, it could be wrapped around somebody's chest and walk in as a nuclear suicide bomber type thing. And all of a sudden, they're willing to be nuked themselves, and just all of a sudden, this nuclear Chernobyl thing starts bleeding out. There's no explosion or nothing, but now it's in the air, and all of a sudden, you start seeing all the ramifications of that, which is cancer and diseases and all this kind of stuff starts happening. Skin.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Very bad. Face melting.
And it shows you, though, that God is the only one that keeps us safe. If anybody was taking credit, thinking that you and your own little idea and your political schemes was keeping you safe.
Right.
Understand the reason why this hasn't happened to us now is because God kept it from happening to us, which means if we repent, then he can keep it from happening to us. And we can still be a city on a hill. We can be a nation that brings hope and truth and support to other nations out there. We got more of this when we come back in just a moment.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want you to hear right now, the VFN Dream Center, you got to hear this. You got to hear what God is doing. Listen up.
I just speak to the nation now. All the way from Oregon to California. From Maine to Miami. Dear God, send fire. Fuego. Fire, God. Burn the sin, God, out of our lives. A third great awakening, God. Lord, we don't look to men. We don't look on the horizons. We look up because you're the God that answers by fire. Send revival, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for screaming and yelling and complaining about darkness while we ourselves we're darkness. And we pray, God, for everybody that we blamed, who never even said yes to you, who never even said they wanted to make you the Lord of their life, and we blame our darkness on them. Lord, forgive us, and we break that curse off of them, and we say, Lord, may they know your love and your forgiveness and your mercy, God. Forgive us for judging the world. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we, oh God? The children of the light.
The children of the day is what he calls us. You're listening to a brief moment when the glory of God was so thick at the VFN Dream Center on the Emerald Coast. You can actually join us virtually or join us there. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, our God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you. Understand that. That the glory of God, the presence of God, is what separates us from everything else that's out there. Listen, get connected. Maybe God's saying now's the time. Today's the day. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the Charisma Magazine's article about 8 catastrophic events that could happen that could promote war, could cause World War III, right? That's what they're saying?
The results of what this administration is trying to push, if it happens and these sanctions are released, this is what we're looking at.
What the president and his leadership is doing. His cabinet's doing.
Correct.
And we're on number 3?
5.
5? Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
United States influence in the Middle East will erode even more as Obama further damages U.S. relationships and influence in the region.
Is it more? Can it erode any more than it already is? France has already stepped up.
When France is stepping up, we are.
The European Union right now is reported today or this week that they're saying even Russia. Well, people, businessmen in Russia say, you know, we need to disinvest from the American dollar.
Wow.
And the euros, there's the euro saying we need to pull out of the American dollar. Of course, China already has stopped buying our bonds. And so I'm like, you know, what else can happen other than, you know, made in America will be the new made in China.
Mm. Wow.
So that's definitely, but it can get worse. I mean, obviously, we're
headed there.
And the interesting thing about China, too, is China has a saying that's been around for, they've been around for a while, is that every fifth generation loses. I mean, they say it in Mandarin, but every fifth generation loses the blessing because they don't know what the previous four generations did get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's the great generation who people call the great generation, and the generation after that called themselves the great generation.
Wow.
They branded themselves, but the great generation that fought for where we were at, they didn't call themselves the great generation. It just got pressed upon them.
Yeah.
And now this generation, they're just kind of like by genes with like, we're the great generation and all.
Lord help us. Forgive us.
He can't overnight. He can. I mean, I believe a third great awakening. If we didn't listen, then we'll listen now. I mean,
he has a way of getting our attention.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great harvest coming. We'll be talking about that too as well.
Amen. U.S. respect throughout the world will be plummeted. If the U.S. cannot be trusted to provide strong leadership on the national security issue of the greatest concern to the free world, where U.S. interests are directly at stake, what does that mean for U.S. and the credibility more generally?
Well, I know this, that when Paul was about to be beat by one of the Roman leaders, the governors, well, one of the commanders, he said, I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is what he said. He said, I'm a Roman citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew, this is what Rome was like, that they, if you became a citizen of Rome and you pay taxes to Rome and you were a good citizen, no matter where you were, if anybody touched you, if anybody laid hands on you, you were in some serious, they're going to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a day that America was like that. Mm-hmm. No matter where you were in the world, everybody knew if you touched that American, If you touch that American here in France, if you touch that American here over in Afghanistan, yeah. if you touch that American that's traveling with their suitcase and their two little children trying to check out your pyramids yeah. and stuff, if you touch them, there's going to be just holy heck to pay for touching them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Pastor Saeed sitting in prison in Iran, you know, American who was doing nothing wrong, and he's being totally ignored. Why reportedly, Valerie Jarrett, and I don't know what, you know, I'm saying plus or negative on that. I'm just saying is advising our president, reportedly talking with the Ayatollah and, and the White House totally denies it. But the article you can see about on the VFN torch, and it's like, why aren't you talking to them about getting the American Saeed out of, the prison there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, they're down for it. It appear apparently not, they don't, A1 priority is not the Jews and the Christians. A1 is whatever their agenda is, which I don't even know. So I think we've already, if I was an American right now, I don't know, traveling abroad right now is probably not a wise thing to do.
Yeah, I'd be nervous.
I wouldn't say that our country would come after you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, and they even did in our Secret Service, which they've never been shamed like that.
Mm-mm.
And it's like the Secret Service are very special people. And they've done such an excellent job over all these years, and it's almost like you know, it's almost like they got set up.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, but all of a sudden we see all these negative stuff being said about everything America, including our Secret Service.
Mm.
And these guys have been, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And pray for our Secret Service. You know, pray for them, pray protection for them and their family, that God would give them wisdom and how to be able to stand up for and protect our country and our president and all that's going on.
Yeah. Number 7 is global instability and oil prices will skyrocket. If Israel, with Saudi assistance, strikes Iran's nuclear program, the Iranian retaliation that follows could spark World War III.
No, what if they strike what? It
says global instability and oil prices will skyrocket if Israel, with Saudi assistance, strikes Iran's nuclear program.
Because?
Well, says the Iranian retaliation that follows could spark World War III.
Well, what's that little waterway there they have, the Suez? Or
Suez Canal?
Yeah. Is it Suez? It could be Suez. But anyway, like 40% of the world's oil goes through there.
Uh-huh.
And they would just do something to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt very seriously our present leadership would send boats over there to prevent that from being closed down for some. I don't know why.
I just imagine.
I think they'll be like tied up doing something. I don't know what it is. You know, being decommissioned or something.
Wow. He continues to say, will Iran attack Saudi oil fields or otherwise pour more fuel onto the Sunni Shia fire in Syria? So yeah, the whole Syria thing, you know, may flare up. The other question says, will Iran and Iran backed Hezbollah, estimated to have 45,000 missiles, will they launch a massive attack, killing thousands of Israeli civilians? And will some of the Syrian chemical weapons held by Assad, another Iranian ally, end up hitting Israel? I mean, these are all significant if-ifs, but if you're following Satan's, you know, blueprint here, you know they're going to be used.
Right. And so here we are. Why are we talking about this? Because it's a biblical worldview. We're talking about standing up for Israel, standing up for the human race, understanding that who do you think would fight in World War III? It would be you. It would be your sons. And by the way, now, it would be your daughters. They've just had the first ladies go through the first higher-up training that they've never gone through before successfully. They just graduated a few ladies. And so you may be sending your mother, have to go. She'll get, which means this, by the way, a draft. Right now, we actually are going like, you know,
volunteer.
But when you actually registered to vote or to get anything, go to college, get financial aid, you had to sign up for this particular thing. And that thing is, forget the name of it, but
Selective Service,
which means they can draft you at a moment's notice. And for some reason, I don't think anybody would have a problem sending Americans into the would not be a good place to do that.
No.
We need to pray.
Yeah.
Pray for the peace of Israel. And look right here. Right here, CBN News is reporting, in addition to all of this, right now, that Benjamin Netanyahu had to go to the president of Russia now, of Russia, right in the middle of these talks right now. And listen what's up. Listen up.
Israel is using high-stakes diplomacy to keep world powers from making a deal with Iran over its nuclear program. As the U.S. and five other nations met with Iran in Geneva Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Chris Mitchell reports now from Russia.
While the world powers met with Iranian negotiators in Geneva, both Netanyahu and Putin took different views on those talks. Putin was optimistic.
We hope in the near future a deal will be announced acceptable to all the sides.
Netanyahu warned once again about the danger of a nuclear Iran.
The biggest threat against us and against global security is Iran's effort to arm itself with nuclear weapons.
We're going to continue this amazing journey right now that's happening on the face of the earth in our next program, which can join us just in a few moments on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be with you in just a moment with a continuation of this. It looks like they're trying to, and we're talking prophetically today, about trying to push the world into a war. And this is what happens with wars. And we've talked about this before, but understand, borders get changed. Mm. Governments change. Economies change. Mechanisms for money changes. Everything changes. All these things change. When we first started in America, we were 13 colonies. And guess what? Wars expanded things much larger than it is. We need to pray, pray, pray.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Listen, if you're on the Gulf Coast, contact Blue Angel Hot Tub, Pool, and Spas. You're looking to make an addition? Sounds like a good one to me. Consider visiting Joyce. They also ship nationwide. If you're in Pensacola, visit the Coffee House. If you're looking for a great cup of coffee, warm setting, nice leather chairs, they even have a fireplace. Come get a sandwich. Visit the Coffee House. Also in Pensacola, the $50 Eye Guy. All your glasses and eyewear and contact needs right across from Home Depot. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to BFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you want to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way.
you have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com, and it's there for you.